spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray. New York, New York. I wanna wake up in the city that doesn't sleep, to find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. My little down blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'd make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York, New York. I wanna wake up in doesn't sleep, to find I'm king of the hill, head on the list, cream of the crop at the top of the heap. My little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start in
crack a smile. beat away time. A word from birth, reborn to your bone, like a face made of ice.
To invade even an inch, the revolutionary armed forces, where the whole country has been turned into an impregnable fortress, and the whole people have been equipped with arms, will smite aggressors mercilessly.
Nose hair, lint gland.
Es el programa número uno.
With Darren Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Nostra.
Don't you look away, yeah. Don't you roll them big green eyes when I got something to say to you. You're just a low down and no good seed, I'm a son of a gun. Hell, Joe, daddy never loved you little. Small rat of mouth, but why not your girl? Suck my thumb. Where you going, honey? You better turn it around before I make you get up all good. I gotta have something to him. You're just a shit-talking, two-time and small-town boy with a head full of air. I said, you know you're never gonna amount to nothing. Why don't you go pull my hair? But you can't break my heart. Don't you know I only love you? And you can't write my song. Don't you know I only love you? I care about your team. Well, you tried so hard to push me out of line. Well, it's not gonna work this time. Don't you look away, yeah. Don't you roll
to me. You're just a low down and no good seed. I'm a son of a gun. Hell, Joe, daddy never loved you little. Small rat of mouth, but why not your girl? Suck my thumb. So where you going, honey? You better turn it around before I make you get up for good. I gotta lay out something to him. You're just a shit-talking, two-time and small-town boy with a head full of air. I said, you know you're never gonna amount to nothing. Why don't you go pull my hair? But you can't break my heart. Don't you know I had a little bit of a and you can't write my song. Cause don't you know I had a little bit of a about your team. Well, you tried so hard to push me out of line. Well, it's not gonna work this time.
To takes to rock and roll.
We'll be right back. Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Fridays, Friday night, from 10 to midnight, and beyond. Who knows how late we run. I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Thank you. Thank you. You mean say words before the song coming up?
Yeah.
But the songs, but the music is coming in too fast before I'm getting. Yeah. All right, that's beautiful. So once I raise my hand, that means stop the music. Okay? No, I just say I'm Shubi Ted the Human Horn. How's that? No, I gotta put more, huh? More. I'm Shubi Taylor, the human horn. When the fuck are you gonna realize that? Greg, how's that? Fuck yeah. Okay, scratch that. Okay, let's start again. All right. Ready? I'm Shubi Taylor, the human horn. I went to school for music. I took music, the saxophone, all that, like that. No, start that again, because I'm stuttering and blabbering, which I do stutter, but over there. All right, okay, again.
check.
Welcome. How you feeling?
I'm feeling tired.
Yeah.
But all right.
Are we dragging a little bit?
We're dragging.
We're dragging. That's okay.
It is okay. It's Sunday.
We're dragons, Shawa. We drag on.
We drag on.
And here we are. So, last week was a very emotional show. We had a birthday. We had an argument.
Yeah.
Tears. I don't know. For fears. Whatever. But we're back now. A lot
everybody
calmer.
Wants to rule the world.
A lot calmer in the studio. I'm feeling this, though. This is nice. Just a lot of space.
Now I think we should hear Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Yes. Oh, well, there's a lot of space to explore, Shawa, and we will explore it right after this. We'll be right back with more Dive Bar Radio.
Justice, the impossibles pick up where they left off.
Hot for the Impossibles!
From DJ Straight Willie Dills.
Willie Dills and Shower Flow on the radio. On the radio.
And that is where we are right now. Welcome back, Dive Bar Radio. My name again, DJ Straight Willie Dills. I'm joined, of course, by my ride or die DJ Shawa.
On the radio.
On the radio.
On the radio.
By the way, does it sound better tonight? Did they do something? Did they fix everything in here?
I think they're...
I'm not hearing the hum.
Is...
It's quiet.
No other people here.
It's quiet. It's so quiet in here. All right. DJ Shawa, I'm just so happy to be with you, just me and you in the studio, because I feel like the last few weeks, let's talk about it. It's been chaotic.
Overwhelming.
It's been chaotic. Overwhelming is a good word to describe it. I felt like when we left, we were like, ugh, what was that? Was that enjoyable? Did we have fun? I always have a good time, but I feel like I want you to have a good time.
Well, I just wanted to know what it sounds like to our bottomless listeners.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, and they're out there. Dicks out. Badges out. Having a great time.
Hey, as long as that's happening, it's all good.
Thank God. We're trying to contribute to that. That's what our purpose is here. We're also just trying to decompress after our shift tonight. How did you feel about your shift tonight, Shawa?
It was all right.
Yeah. Pretty chill.
Yeah, it was pretty... it's one of those, you know, not too busy, not too dead.
Mm-hmm.
I can get through it kind of like machine-like.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I hear that. You did. You and DJ Curmudgeon both did come to me and said to me that the music was going to make you maybe walk out.
No, so. I was seriously considering it. And he was like, said the same.
Yeah. And I'm trying to be the in-between between you, trying to make you guys happy, which is very important to me, and the person playing that music.
I mean, I could potentially fall violently ill all of a sudden, you know. Yeah. Because I would probably drink bleach to escape that music.
My heartbeat only goes as fast as the BPMs, and now it's fallen below.
Oh, I'm going into a seizure.
It's fallen below survivable limits.
Yeah.
We need to figure out how to make you guys happy, and everybody in that place happy, and ownership happy, and this is what we do. This is what we do, baby. We're trying. We're trying to make everyone around us happy. This is the curse of the bartender's life, you know? We're trying to do our best. We want everyone to come in and to have a good time. But, Shawa, I just really want to check in with you because we've been doing this show now for a little bit. And I want to figure out what direction we really want to go. And now, I love it. I'm having a great time. But I also hate watching other people not have a great time.
No, I think everyone's having a good time.
They are.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that people keep asking
even
to come back.
Keep crying and stuff.
Well, look, it's cathartic, right? Like, we're here. We're letting it out. That's what we are.
We make the young girls cry.
If you're not making young girls cry, are you really doing anything at all?
You're definitely not. What's his name? I just blanked out the gut singer.
The singer?
Who makes
Justin
the young
Timberlake?
Girls? No. I like the song.
Barry Manilow?
I think.
Is that right?
Yes, I think.
I think it might be.
Think so?
Yeah, it might be. Now, here's what I'm going to say. I feel particularly guilty because I feel like I roped all you guys into this thing that I thought was going to be fun and funny. And now I'm like, it's not as fun or funny as I envisioned it to be.
But I think you have to listen to it objectively.
True.
Like, you have to forget you were here. Uh-huh. Just listen to it with fresh ears.
Oh, okay.
You know? Like post-concussion.
Okay, yeah. With CTE.
I usually go home.
Ears are ringing.
And bang.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to completely wipe my slate clean and just listen back.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. No, that sounds great.
And it's pretty funny.
It is.
It is pretty funny.
I mean, it's interesting. That is true.
Yeah.
It's definitely... And
you're
kind
of like, what's going to happen next?
I said this to you today. I was like, the chaos and reining it in, it's at least a scientific experiment that nobody's done before.
I mean, it has to be mildly entertaining.
Sure.
But like, yeah, it's pretty entertaining.
My biggest issue is when there's too many people talking who aren't on mic and aren't participating in this main conversation. Do you know what I mean? When there's people sitting on the couch, people back here, and we can... By the way, these mics are hot. They're picking it all up.
Well, we have to see. That's why we have to listen back to it, too.
We need a green room
because
is what we need.
Maybe it sounds just like you're in a bar or something.
That's okay. Wait a minute. There's something to that.
Yeah.
I was actually toying with the idea of, should we have in the background at all times, like, ambient bar sounds?
Oh, see, but why fake it?
Exactly. Why not just have it be real? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something to that.
Separate the volume.
There's something to that. These mics are not very unidirectional, which is in this industry term.
Yeah.
For mics that only pick up what's right in front of them. These are picking up the room.
Well, maybe we need two unidirectional mics.
These are hot mics.
Maybe we need two of those, and then we need
the
rest of them can...
Sure. A room mic here and there.
Maybe it's not the noise around, but the fact that we need to be have a more focus.
Uh-huh. We need to be an echelon above. We need to be like a few dBs higher.
Yeah.
I hear you. Okay.
Yeah.
This is feedback. I'm going to put it into the feedback machine here. Boop, boop, beep, beep, boop, boop, boop. Okay. It's in there. Shawa.
Oh, see, I dropped the ball on that one.
I picked it up. Shawa, yes, please hit that.
Oh, wait.
Oh, fuck. Go again. One more time. There we go. Perfect. Now.
Ooh.
We're also still, listen, like I was saying, we've done this now, it's been a couple months.
Yeah.
We're still finding our sea legs here. Like, I feel like I just walked off the boat. And I'm a fish becoming a man for the first time. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh my God, I used to have gills. Now I have a nose and a mouth. Let's figure this out. You know? And I need you, Shawa, my ride or die, my best friend of all time, to help me. You know what I mean? I need you to help me. Speaking of helping me, I forgot that this is important that everyone hears this song. Last week, nobody gave a shit. But today, I want you to hear this, Shawa.
Okay.
This is our sitcom. I'm going to push this until the end of the world. This is our sitcom. It's coming. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We still don't know the name of it, but we'll figure that out.